Everybody, this is my story of same-sex attraction. So I had first begun to identify as gay or struggling with same-sex attraction when I was about 13, 12 or 13. I had been introduced to pornography through some friends of mine at school, and I remember being confused as to why I was not attracted to that pornography. I was actually quite traumatized, and my friends were confused as well. They said, they joked, "Maybe you're gay." And actually, I had paused for a second. I thought, maybe I am gay. And thereon, I started a journey where I started watching pornography for myself. And started getting addicted to it, and particularly gay porn. And I would chat to other people on online chat groups and that sort of thing, and interact with them. And I had a school teacher that told us it was normal to be gay and that sort of thing. And so I had support from friends, had support at school, but actually my family never knew anything about it, and I still went to church and that sort of thing, and because they wanted me to go, they wanted me to become a better person through it, and I guess they taught good morals in general, so I was happy to go along. And but faith didn't have a real impact on my life. Let's just say it was very surface level until the age of 17, where I went to a camp, and I remember somebody opening them up about their pornography use. And at the time, not only was I addicted to pornography, but sort of addicted to video games and that sort of stuff. And so I felt convicted that night that I wanted to grow as a person. I didn't want to just hide behind my keyboard and games and addiction to pornography and that sort of stuff. I had the sense I was really being held back when they had shared their testimony of freedom and after they had quit pornography and all that sort of stuff. And I thought I wanted that same freedom. And so I had opened up. I came out, as it were, to a priest that night. So they were offering sort of confessions, and I told them I'd been struggling with pornography and I had my past, and he encouraged me, I remember, and he told me that God still loved me. And as dark as my past was, that God is always willing to take me back. And that started a real journey for me in being convicted of sin in my life, addressing addiction to pornography, addressing my addiction to gaming, and changing my life, and it changed for the better. And I just want to encourage anybody watching this video that there's hope for you. There is hope for change. God can take away any addiction that you have in your life. He can give you hope. It doesn't mean that you won't struggle with temptation and attraction to things that you're not meant to. Like, I believe to this day, even though I do struggle with same-sex attraction, that I will meet a beautiful wife one day and have a beautiful family. And I really look forward to that. And I ask God that the woman I marry, or I hope to, that she would accept my past for what it is and for who I am and my struggles, and that I would be filled with the grace to accept her and love her where she's weak, and her pa accept her regardless of her past. And so, again, I think God calls us to come into the light, and that's what I'm doing. I'm sharing my story about what God's done in my life, and all glory to God.